The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, I am Millie.
And I'm Frances.
And we are
the Musketeers
from Motueka High School.
Today we have Mazzy Kay. She's a musician at Waimea College and she's applying to creative communities. How is that going?
Yeah, I've applied for funding to produce my first EP, and so far it's gone really well. We've got $400 to go towards the release party, which will be held at the Ruby Bay store, which, yeah, it will be really cool, I think.
When did you first become interested in doing music?
I think that doing music has always been like a passion of mine. Ever since I was like 3 in the car on the way to Piha Beach, and I wrote a song called Going to Piha Beach. We actually have a voice memo of that, but I don't think we could find it. But yeah, I started piano when I was like, I think 7 or 8, and then I stopped. But then I started singing lessons with Dana, who is a Nelson singing coach, and ever since then, yeah, I don't know, it's just become a part of my life.
When did you become confident enough to write and perform your own songs?
I think that my first performance was when I was 10. At the boat shed in Nelson. But yeah, I wasn't really allowed to enter any competitions because they were all for like high school students. I wrote a lot of songs at home. Like, I have, my whole notes app is flooded with lyrics that I can't even remember half of them, but yeah, I've been trying to rewrite some of those ones as well.
When did you start getting into competitions?
I think my first competition was at Westport. I was, yeah, probably 10. That was all covers, but I did win quite a lot of trophies, which I'm very proud of. But my first songwriting competition was last year. I entered in Rockquest and also Play It Strange. And yeah, I was a finalist for one song on Play It Strange, which is called Hold On. I'm very proud of that song. It's very personal to me. And yeah, ever since then, well, this year I've competed in Play It Strange and I entered 3 songs, and all 3 of the songs have now been proficiently recorded and put onto Spotify as well.
Was that part of the prize package?
Yes, it was. Every person who entered and was a finalist got their song recorded for free, like all paid for. A recording studio, and then it got uploaded onto Spotify, Apple Music, like every platform. And I think it's a great way for like young New Zealand songwriters to get their music out there, especially because like all the funds are all included.
Have you ever competed in Rockquest?
I competed in Rockquest last year as a soloist. Because Rockquest is all original music. It was a great way to, like, I don't know, perform some of my original music. I didn't come in a place, though. I think it was because I was very, very nervous. But this year, I also competed in a band with some girls from my class. We had an all-girl band. And, yeah, it was a great experience, especially, like, collaborating with other musicians.
Will that band be continuing?
Yeah, we have planned to enter Rockquest again next year as a band together. We've also like performed at assemblies, like school assemblies.
And who writes the songs?
Most of the songwriting is me, but obviously the guitarist does the guitar bits and the drummer writes the drums. It's a great collaborative experience, I think. It definitely helped me a lot, like learning how to work in a group.
Let's hear one of your songs. Which one would you like to play?
I have a song called Already Gone, which I produced with a Nelson producer, Alistair. But yeah, it was really fun to produce, and I think that it sounds really cool. So yeah, Already Gone by Mazzy K. That's on Spotify as well, and Apple Music.
How many songs are going to be on the EP, and what songs are there?
So I'm aiming for about 7 songs to go on my EP. I think it is quite a lot for an EP, but I think I'm going to get 4 of them like professionally recorded by Alistair, and the other 3 I will record kind of at a demo level with my vocal coach Dana. And yeah, to be honest, a lot of the songs aren't very much finished yet. They still need their finishing touches, but I think a few of them are already on Spotify, but I want to create different versions of them, like maybe a more acoustic version of one of my songs, just kind of mix it up a little so there's a bit more variety.
Let's have another song. What would you like us to play next?
Okay, this song is called Man, You're So Weird, and it's very, very out of my comfort zone, or it was very out of my comfort zone to write. I wrote it at a collaborative songwriting camp in Dunedin with the producer who produced my first song on Spotify, Abby Wolf, and yeah, I was in a room with a lot of other young songwriters who helped write this song. And yeah, it's very different for me, but I love it a lot, so yeah.
All this talking that we're doing, you say so many words, not all of them smart. You got a pretty face, but your head is empty. Now I can't ignore it like I did at the start. Let me spell it out, since you need some help. Say it with me now. It's your birth and apostrophe. Man, you're so weird. You're a bit wetter. Let's make it clear. I can do better. You're social hueless. So damn useless. But I can never walk away. Man, it's so strange that I still like you anyway. My friends are talking. They don't like him. Keep on saying that he's dumb as a rock, but he's got rock hard abs and a nice ass. So I don't listen when they tell me to block. Let me spell it out, since you need some help. All together now, it's your with an apostrophe. Man, you're so weird. You're a bit wetter. Let's make it clear. I can do better. You're social human.
Wow, that was a great song. What causes your inspiration? What was the recent question?
Yeah. I honestly have no idea. Sometimes I'm just like in the shower and I get an idea for a song and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to write that down. So I jump out of the shower. Or like some of my songs, the ones that I probably will never actually release, are just like, it's kind of an outlet for me, for like my emotions or if anything happens to me or to other people. And yeah, I kind of just write about it to get rid of it. I don't know. Yeah. It's very much like writing a story.
What are your dreams and ambitions?
I'm very indecisive when it comes to like what I want to be when I grow up. To be honest, I have no idea. Singing and songwriting has always been my passion, and I would love if it like went somewhere. I think, yeah, especially if I could like, I don't know, tour the world and like, yeah, visit places playing my music, that would be amazing. But honestly, I would be happy even if I was just, like, I don't know, an English teacher at a school who, like, played gigs on, like, a Sunday night. That would still be, like, my dream for me, to be honest.
Who is your biggest inspiration?
My biggest inspiration... Oh, gosh, that's a really tricky question. I would have to say either my music teacher, Dana, because she kind of is the one who helped me by encouraging me to, like, play my music. Yeah, and I guess second is kind of like a million way tie to all the music that I listen to. Especially, like, the artists whose documentaries I've watched, because you, like, really, I don't know, you get to really see where they came from and, like, the struggles that they had to, like, get through, and I think that that's really inspiring.
And we see you've brought your guitar, so why don't we have a song live in the studio?
Yeah, sure, I would be happy to.
And what would you be playing for us today?
I have a song called Love at First, which is the song that I entered in RockQuest online this year. And yeah, and it's a very fun song to play, so I think that one.
Told me love was a quiet thing, not the thunder, just the rain. You traced my name on a window pane, like you knew it would wash it away. Why did the screams in my head suffer worse the minute I'm in your room? Why does the storm in my brain fear the words that leave your mouth too soon? I dream about you in the half light of the glimmer in your eyes, tearing a hole in the world as we stare at the sunrise. I'll keep your voice in a verse where the pain doesn't hurt. Did we love it right, or just love at first? Oh, you said our love was the real thing, plastic or fake. You took my all and my everything when it wasn't yours to take. I'll let it go, but I'll never forgive my heart that chose to break. Now you can breathe fine and I suffocate. It's no surprise. I dream about you in the half-light of the heater in my room, clinging on to the hope that I'll be in your arms soon. I'll keep your voice in a verse so the pain doesn't hurt. Did we love it right? Did we love it right? Ah, 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 I'll keep your voice in a verse where the pain doesn't hurt. Did we love it right?
just love at first. Oh,
oh. That was great. What was your inspiration to write this one?
I actually can't remember where my inspiration for that song came from, because, like, I'm honestly not sad enough to write a song like that from, like, the heart. Like, I'm in a very happy relationship, and I have no reason to write that song. But, I don't know. I think it was just... I sung some lyrics, and it sounded good, and I was like, you know what? Just gonna roll with it.
Do you have any gigs lined up?
Yeah, I'm playing at the Rimu Bar at the Mapua Wharf next year, I think in March, March 7th to be exact. I was actually very lucky to get on their rotation because they have a lot of musicians performing there. Nothing really apart from that and Rock Quest next year, but that's not really a gig, that's a competition. And of course the Ruby Bay store EP release.
Will that be public?
It's open to anybody. Well, obviously there'll be like a ticket price, but yeah, it's gonna be a really cool event. I think we're gonna have like some other local youth, like musicians, perform during the night, and yeah, it'll be a really cool community event.
Let's have another song, shall we?
Sure.
What would you like us to play?
Let's play Let the Light In.
Hear the shouting in your head. Don't wanna go to school. You're rotting in your bed. Feel your back begin to sweat. Can't help but lose control. Still, it's not over yet.
What a lovely song. Where did you end up recording this?
I recorded this song and one other at Roundhead up in Auckland. And it was a really great experience working. I worked with two different producers, one on each day, one on each song as well. And yeah, I played the guitar and the piano on this song, and also, of course, vocals.
What was it like there?
The actual place was, like, it was beautiful. They had all these chandeliers in, like, this big room with, like, a massive grand piano from, like, the London Orchestra or something. And, yeah, it was great. Everyone was so nice, and, yeah, I loved it there.
And I believe you met some very well-known New Zealand musicians while you were there.
Yeah, I was recording on the same day or a couple of days as the Infinity Sessions, which is, yeah, it was a very well-known thing that was happening at Roundhead at the time that I was there, of course. And yeah, there was, like, obviously Neil Finn, Dave Dobbin was there, and there was lots of other people. We watched it live, not there, but we watched it on live from the place where we were staying, and it looked so cool, and it was really cool to, like, see that I had actually been there, like, that day. It was crazy.
Thank you for coming in today, Mezzy K. I'm afraid we have to wind it up now, but it was wonderful having you here to play a song live and hear a lot of your music and your experiences.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
All for one,
one for all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.